My role is I'm a state Supreme Court judge and was elected, and I'm appointed as the administrative judge. So we oversee the 8 counties, which includes 22 courts. And we have the treatment court model, and the drug courts have been well established here. When the opioid crisis hit, we have someone who's a project director and oversees all of our drug courts. It's quite an operation. But we noticed, and our resource coordinators who worked in those courts, it was very stressful for them because they were having so many people die on them. And they'd be in treatment with people and they would be dying. So it was a very hard situation, and he was, we've got to do something. This isn't the same type of drug. It's not being treated the same way. We're not able to keep these people alive. And there was a grant opportunity that came up, and it was shortly after there had been a program on addressing the opioid crisis. And he came to me and he said, why don't we try and do something different? We've got to think outside the box. And I think that's where that life lesson of you want to keep learning, because things aren't static. Life changes so much. You've got to be able to see where there's a need. And he saw where there was a need. We have to change the way we're doing things. So worked on the grant, we got it, and talked to Judge Amadeo, who's this chief judge over in Buffalo City Court, who's a good judge of people and personalities and workloads, and Judge Russell, who's done a wonderful job with our veterans and our drug courts. He sees hundreds and hundreds of people every week come through there, and it was like, this is going to be a really time-consuming court, this opioid intervention court, because we're going to have people coming in every single day. And Judge Craig Hanna was asked to do the court, and he's been very passionate about it. So we got it started, and everyone was getting all excited about it across New York State, and it had just started, and we're like, folks, let's just see if it works, because our goal is to keep people alive. So I would say after over a year and a half, and it was pretty soon into it that we could see people are actually staying alive. It's a wonderful thing. We're doing what we wanted to accomplish. So I can't tell you how many different courts have come in to see what we're doing there and try to model after the Buffalo model of the opioid treatment court. That's also where it comes into being important to have partnerships and being able to reach out with other people. The district attorney's office, the public defender's office. You really need a team. You need people to buy in. You need people to be able to take the risk. And so many times in life, you know, things are going along and people hate change. But you need to see what's working and what not's working. If it didn't work, the worst that we could say is it hasn't worked, it's not doing what our goal is, and it wasn't meeting our goal in the regular drug treatment courts either. So it's not like we shouldn't take the risk. Let's try and do it and see if it works.
But it only works though when there's people like you saying, let's take the risk. Because you know, I'm sure that a lot of folks are saying, well, this is going to be expensive.
I don't want to take any credit for that, but you get community people that step up. Save the Michaels has stepped in. Best Self, there's community groups, and believe me, it's hard because the other courts that come in, they're like, we don't have the money to do this, and we're like, we got nothing for the courts in our budget. We're operating on what we had, and we can do this. The grant really is for the medical treatment team. It's not for our court personnel. So people have stepped up because they're passionate about it and they're willing to do it.
And how many is it seeing now?
Oh, I can't tell you that number. Someone would be able to do it, but we're well over our initial expectations of what we had projected we would do, and I wouldn't want to be inaccurate, but I know it's several hundred.